Good morning. Welcome. Here we are. It is Wednesday, otherwise known as Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Another awesome day. It's going to be a little breezy. You know, take that into account. But then we're going to get a little cold overnight, and then Thursday, May 80, 82. More. Friday.
Yes.
Like 89.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beach time.
There you go.
Well, that's good. Friday also. It might be family time for a lot of folks. And yes, here we are. Big story, funny story, ironic story. Letitia James. Remember her, the New York Attorney General?
Oh, yeah.
Who definitely had it out for President Trump when he was campaigning, for sure. And she even, when she was running to be the Attorney General, even made some kind of comment she was going to get Trump.
How do you even go into something like that where your job, yes, you're going to be a prosecutor, but there's that whole fairness kind of thing, and you run on getting somebody?
And it's before any evidence was even pursued. Like, I'll find something.
Yeah.
And she did, and of course, it was pretty weak stuff, but she was able to get, guilty on a bunch of it. Well, guess what? Uh-huh. Now she is possibly in trouble for alleged mortgage fraud.
Well, now, isn't that ironic?
Well, it is, because she was really, she really had to, you know, go through and try to find something that Trump had done wrong. And actually what got him on was something that nobody's ever bothered to prosecute before. It had to do with valuation of properties and stuff.
Right.
So she's the one who infamously declared that no one is above the law. And she said it all the time. She said it in several speeches.
What if she's still saying it?
No. Well, she was hit with a federal criminal referral for instances of alleged mortgage fraud. This just coming out yesterday. Laura Ingraham had a lot of information on it. And apparently, a letter was obtained by the New York Post as well. So the FHFA director, William Pulte, sent a missive to Attorney General Pam Bondi, and alleging that James had falsified records to get home loans for property in Virginia that she claimed was her principal residence in 2023, which I don't think you can hold office in New York and have as your principal residence a place that is not in New York. She was still serving as a New York State prosecutor. Yeah, but she claimed her principal residence was in Virginia. That occurred in late August of 23, weeks before James began her civil fraud trial against Trump for overinflating the values of many of his properties. You know that ended in a $454 million judgment. I mean, it was huge.
And yet it was a sham, because he wasn't allowed by the judge to even present the most basic thing, like, I don't know, the cover letter that said, here's what we think it's worth, you do your homework.
Right.
Like the biggest piece of evidence that you could have, and they wouldn't let him submit it.
And also there is a thing about where she said her husband was, her father was her husband. Yeah. She listed the pair as husband and wife in 1983 and in 2000. And I'm guessing that was done in a way to, you know, gain, the necessary ratio to be given a loan, income-wise.
Well, maybe it's true, and she's originally from West Virginia.
Wow. My apologies to good people from West Virginia.
Yeah.
Let's use Arkansas from now on.
It's not a family tree. It's a family wreath.
Wow. While that was a long time ago, it raises serious concerns about the validity of Ms. James' representations, et cetera, et cetera. Look, again, is this a huge deal, if we're being honest? No. But neither were any of the charges that she got drummed up against Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're going to live by that sword, right, you also may, you know, be prosecuted utilizing that same sword.
And did I hear you right that the charges actually were there before she went after Trump?
Not the charges.
But the story was...
The attempt, the purchase and saying that that was her primary residence.
Okay.
Was in, what, Virginia.
Okay.
Which
so she's doing stuff before she went after him.
Yeah, she knew she was doing, okay, you know, well, to her, you know, little white lies and this and that, bend the rules a little bit.
Right.
Loan secured for the property could have reduced her mortgage interest rate by as much as 1% and had lower monthly payments under the Federal Home Affordability Modification Program, HAMP, since it was listed as containing just 4 units. Apparently, this unit they're referring to, it had 5 units, and that disqualifies it from certain things and certain discounts.
Now, that's lying. That's not, that's not do your own diligence on the value.
Well, it's lying when you say this is my primary residence, and it's not.
And
that's lying, too.
And you're doing it as a husband and wife, but she's really talking about her dad.
Yeah.
Twice.
Mm-hmm. This all could amount to criminal charges, including wire fraud, mail fraud, bank fraud, false statements to a financial institutions. The documents that Pulte included in his criminal referral are quite damning. Jonathan Turley was on with Laura Ingraham last night on the Fox News Channel. And these are misleading statements. Actually, misleading, I believe... These aren't misleading statements, I think was a point he was trying to make, and he misspoke. The law says you have to have more than just misleading statements. Hmm. You have to have documentation, and that's what they have.
Right.
So in other words, it fulfills the letter of the law in terms of requirements for prosecution.
She didn't just say something. She documented over and over and over. She committed crimes.
Quote, this is a person who prosecuted Trump for everything short of ripping a label off a mattress. I thought that was a good line.
That's good.
And that was Jonathan Turley. Wow. And among the charges that were brought in New York in just the civil but the criminal cases was making false or misleading statements to a financial institution.
Wow.
Uh-huh. She was the one. No one is above the law, not even the president.
Or the prosecutor.
Letitia.
Bad girl.
Let's just call her Tish and say, you know, sometimes that Tish is best served cold.
Ooh.
Yep.
I hope they get her. She deserves it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, clearly, if you were going to abuse the law that way, you better at the very least make sure that all your ducks are in a row. Two top advisors for Pete Hegseth were escorted out of the Pentagon. That's a big story. More information on that coming up. Add your code word. It's all on the way on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on a happy hump day, Trump Day, 97.3 The Sky. Happy hump day, Trump Day. Yeah, baby. We're halfway there. It is 6:21, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Wink Martindale died. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tic-tac-toe, high rollers, gambit. I mean, he was one of the consummate hosts of those shows with the incredible big, bright smile and lots of hair that was all... mashed down with pear spray and
stuff.
He
was made to be a game show host.
He
just
was
born for it.
He was 80 mile an hour winds couldn't move that hair. It was like helmet hair, except it was a helmet of hair.
Yeah,
but no, he was he did a great job.
He did. I liked him.
We went to the same broadcasting school, except he went to one in Minneapolis. I went to the one in Fort Lauderdale. But he was like the school's claim to fame.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah. So
he was DJ back in the day, like in Memphis. He knew Elvis way back when.
Hey, everybody. Yeah. Well, how else would you kind of maybe train possibly to be?
Radio is perfect for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spokesperson for Martindale's family revealed that the beloved TV personality died Tuesday in Rancho Mirage, California. Fox News also confirmed it. The game show host was surrounded by family and his beloved wife of 49 years, Sandra Martindale. Cause of death not given, but again, he was 91 years old. In addition to his wife surviving him, his daughters, Lisa, Lynn, and Laura, also a sister, Geraldine. The guy had a great career.
Oh, yeah.
And was well known. And they say he had a heart of gold. So he's passed now. Rest in peace. Wink Martindale, 91 years old. But I've got a big story. One of the top stories has to do with Pete Hegseth. Okay. He's the defense secretary. There's some leaking going on. This is serious. All right. I am going to get into the story, but first, I want to give you a chance to win Rock the Country tickets, two-day tickets for next month's outdoor festival in Ocala, and this is going to be big. Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, Joe DiMaggio, a whole lot more. And I want you to be able to win tickets, but you have to have the code word, and then you text the code word. And we'll have another code word tomorrow, and we'll do it all over again with more tickets. But today, the code word is Marion. Marion. You know, just like the county.
Wow, what a coincidence.
Text Marion to 20357, and you'll be in the running. And we'll do it again, like I said, cool. Tomorrow. And this is, it's going to be a big show. Two-day tickets are valued at $139 each. So, yeah, it's nice little prize.
Yeah.
Text Marion to 20357. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Top two advisors to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Escorted out of the Pentagon. Wow. Escorted out.
That's big stuff right there.
Yes.
That doesn't just happen.
Yes. Placed on administrative leave. After being identified in an investigation as leakers. The officials were Dan Caldwell, a top advisor to Hegseth, and Darren Selnick, the Pentagon Deputy Chief of Staff. It's not clear what their motives were, but one official said Caldwell leaking information to far-left reporters to hurt the secretary. You know, the level of skullduggery, sliminess, backstabbing, backbiting, lying, all this stuff, it's so tawdry, and it's all around us.
Yep.
You know, even Lachua County Sheriff's Office, I'll dig into that story a little bit for you. It's not brand new, per se, but some of the information that maybe not everybody has seen. And it just, I don't know, people are unprincipled, I guess.
Well, they're all out for themselves.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think they get into these jobs for that reason, because there's benefit one way or the other.
Yeah. It is not yet clear what the unauthorized disclosures were, but the Pentagon has been beset by a string of leaks in recent weeks, as you know, prompting Pentagon Chief of Staff Joe Casper to order an investigation. I tried to talk to that guy. Poof, he disappeared. He ghosted me.
Wow, how rude.
Yeah, Joe Casper. How dare you? Anyway, his order came after the New York Times reported that Elon Musk was planning to visit the Pentagon to be briefed on war plans in the tank, a secure conference room at the Pentagon. Okay, while Musk did visit the Pentagon, the meeting took place in Hegseth's office, not the tank, and China was not disclosed. So, or discussed. So what happened was they kind of baited the staff.
Right.
And the story leaked that Musk was in that secured area. He never was.
But boy, they were all over. How dare they leak that?
And that's when that's when they knew. Ah, we set the mole bait, and we said, here comes the mole.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Even before that, there were leaks of classified information that was only known at the highest levels at the Pentagon. I mean, these people don't think that it's going to catch up to them when they start to narrow it down and narrow it down. Look, you had Kristi Noem. She had to resort to put people on polygraph machines. to find out who is leaking.
Yeah.
So these are kind of insiders that'll do damage to their own country if it'll benefit some other agenda, usually a partisan agenda.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I'm sure through history, there's been a few here and there, but it's widespread now, unfortunately. You thought you got rid of the worms and weasels in Trump's first 4 years? Nope, they're still there. They just hid a little bit deeper under some rocks, I guess. Ah, weasels. All right. We've got so much more to talk about, including Ramaswamy. Looking pretty good. Details on that and a whole lot more coming your way on a happy hump day, Trump day, 97.3, The Sky. Yeah. Happy hump day, Trump day. It'll be another awesome day. A little breezy. A 79. A little warmer Thursday and then Friday. Woo! It's going to get nice and toasty. About 89 degrees and supposed to be kind of low humidity. That's nice. Real nice for a good Friday. It'll be a very good Friday. Basketball cop. Helping to promote this event. We're helping to promote this event. Sixth annual high school all-star game. As it means our friend, basketball cop Bobby, he's putting this together. He's a guy that got Shaquille O'Neal to help out and went viral. And they were sending basketball setups, and, you know, nets and rims all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Great work.
So this is a high school all-star game. Friday, April 18th.
That's this Friday.
Yeah, I'm looking at the calendar like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine by.
The girls play at 6. The boys play at 7:30. It's at Gainesville High School. It's free admission, free big ticket item raffle. And so how do they raise money? Are they just raising awareness or if it's free? Mm-hmm. But it's just like a community event, I guess you'd say.
Should be fun.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Who's going to win, the cops or the kids? I know. So those kids are good.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
Yeah.
And they're younger. There's that. So, you know.
But rebounding the cops, they get nasty. I've seen elbows flying.
Oh, okay. Well, if it gets rough, who are you going to call? I mean, you know.
Ghostbusters. That's a different thing.
Yeah.
Hey, the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally get the podcast, your podcast, or you can always use our Odyssey app. Odyssey. Say it together. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Yeah, go ahead and put it in your search when you say it out loud. It will do it the wrong way.
Mm.
It'll do it like space. Odyssey.
Which is not the same thing.
No, it's not. Odyssey. Anyway, you just click on subscribe when you get to the Bob Rose Show. Click on subscribe. Never miss a minute of the show. And you don't want to. For instance, today, we're stacked with awesome guests once again. We have got Congresswoman Kat Kamick, scheduled for 8:05, 9:05. We got the Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson. There's just a couple of examples why you don't want to miss a minute of the show. Tariffs don't work. Tariffs are awful. Tariffs are a tax. The terrible tariffs. It seems like the crybaby effect.
Yes.
Some of those tears are kind of drying up, and they're not whining as much. I guess the lefties are off of tariffs now and insist on calling a member of MS-13 who was born in El Salvador,
uh-huh,
who came to America illegally,
uh-huh,
never was a citizen. Was two courts said he's part of a gang, MS-13, and should be deported.
But what do they call him?
Maryland man. A Maryland man ripped from his family. A Maryland man. So that's their big deal. And now you're going to have some Democrats. They're going to fly down there and stand in solidarity with him.
Maybe they'll keep them.
Oh, in one of those maximum security prisons?
Yeah. I know. Don't get your hopes up. It was a really exciting thought there for a minute, though.
They wouldn't last long.
No.
So, tariffs don't work, right? Isn't that what they say? Tariffs are bad.
Yeah. Even though everybody does it.
Well, just because everyone's doing it, Greg, doesn't make it okay, does it?
I guess not.
Okay.
Got me there.
Stay out the villages. Honda is aiming to ensure 90% of U.S. sales are vehicles produced domestically. 90%. Honda.
Wow. Nice.
That's a Japanese company.
Yeah.
Seems like they're doing more, maybe in America, than some so-called American companies.
Yeah.
Honda is weighing plans to move some of its automotive production from Canada and Mexico to the U.S.
Hmm.
As the industry grapples, I like that, you have to turn into a wrestler and grapple with President Donald Trump's latest tariffs. Oh, the tariffs are terrible. I don't know. Moving your plants to the United States? That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, because then there's that whole thing called jobs that show up.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. People want to work.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The automaker's goal is to ensure 90% of U.S. sales are with vehicles produced domestically. And that is a report by the Japanese newspaper Nikkei. And the company, specifically looking potentially moving production of its CRV and Civic vehicles to the U.S. to support this goal. U.S. production would be increased in a few years by 30% by adding more employees. That's jobs.
Mm.
That's Joe Biden would say, that's jobs, you guys.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Not kidding.
No joke. Jack.
this is a good thing. Hyundai to invest $20 billion in U.S. manufacturing. Yeah. Apple, you know about that, $500 billion. Mm-hmm. But remember, tariffs are awful. Trump's destroying the economy.
Yeah. Billion here, billion there. That adds up.
What was wrong with the status quo? Just never mind $37 trillion of debt and all the fraud and waste and everything else the Doge is finding.
Mm-hmm.
People that want the status quo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're the ones milking the chickens all day and all night. And when I say milk the chickens, I mean making money.
Yeah.
Insider trading, all of that. Hey, there was a pastor that was like taken hostage. He was kidnapped. This happened in South Africa. And yeah, I guess in some circles it was, you know, kind of big news. And then mainstream media kind of.
They come along later.
Yeah. But Fellowship Baptist Church pastor Josh Sullivan allegedly kidnapped by several armed masked men who broke into his church in Eastern Cape Province. This is South Africa, April 10th. Well, guess what? They rescued him. The Directorate for Priority Crime Investigation, Hawks, released a statement announcing that an operation led by the agency resulted in the successful rescue of an American pastor who was kidnapped. Now, in the report, they didn't name him specifically, but he's the only American pastor who has been kidnapped there in a long time.
Yeah.
So they kind of narrowed it down.
Right there in front of the church, in front of all of his family and people. That was scary.
Yeah, well, he's originally from Tennessee, and they grabbed him up, and I don't know a specific motive per se. I mean, could just be held for some sort of ransom. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, they didn't just get him out. It was a high-intensity shootout that took place, and three unidentified suspects are now tango uniform toes up. So he's safe. And
that's good news, man. That's scary stuff.
Yeah. Very big local story that, you know, you're going to recognize bits and pieces, but it goes a little bit deeper. Letch County Sheriff's Office, in the previous administration, some interesting stuff. Going to share that with you. Coming up next on the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here. I'll give out that code word as well in a couple of minutes on this happy hump day, Trump Day, 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy hump day, Trump Day. It is 6:49. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot to talk about. We've got the code. Let me give you the code word now, and then I'm going to get into a really, what I consider a pretty big local story about the Alachua County Sheriff's Office under Clovis Watson Jr. specifically. But right now, though, I want you to be able to win tickets for Rock the Country. Yeah, that is going to be a great show coming May 9th to 10th. Ocala, Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and more. And I want you to be able to win the tickets. Here's how it works. I give you a code word. You text that code word to 20357. You'll be in the running for the tickets. Tomorrow morning, we'll do the same thing with a different code word, so you'll have another chance to win, okay? It is Marion. Your keyword is Marion, as in Marion County. M-A-R-I-O-N. Text that to 20357, and then you are in the running. These tickets are valued at two-day tickets are $139 a piece. So this winning them would be nice, and maybe could be a present for Mom, Mother's Day weekend, right? So text Marion to 20357. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. So kudos to local a TV station, WCJB, Channel 20. They obtained Florida Department of Law Enforcement report on investigation into former Sheriff Clovis Watson Jr. This report alleges that employees were directed to spy on union members and investigate disfavored deputies. And, you know, just quickly just saying that, it doesn't seem maybe as important as it really is when you dig down into it. The FDLE report was withheld from public record while the allegations were investigated by State Attorney John Durrett, who declined to charge Watson. Declined.
See, that part of the story came out like a week or so ago, but I don't think people realized what was really going on.
Yeah, well, this investigation was launched February of 2023 after attorney Bobby Frank, local, very well-known local attorney, representing deputies in the union, filed complaints alleging her conversations had been illegally monitored and recorded. Well, according to this report, it's admitted that, yes, they were. Can you imagine being in law enforcement and somehow not knowing about a client attorney privilege? Of course you would know.
Yeah.
It's one of the most basic things that there is attached to law enforcement. Now, if you're given an order to do something, well, you got to follow orders, right? Or do you bring the situation to someone else's attention because you know what you're doing is not correct? And investigators interviewed Captain Brandon Kuttner, who worked under the sheriff in the Office of Professional Standards, OPS. Now, what did that used to be called, Greg? The Office of Professional Standards? That's when, you know, in law enforcement, when you're in trouble, they would take you to internal affairs. So they don't call it that anymore, but that's what it is. So internal affairs. Now they call it the Office of Professional Standards. So you're running the Office of Professional Standards. So do you think that person would know what professional standards are? Of course they would. You're in charge of busting, basically, cops who are not operating correctly, properly. Could be anything from paperwork to protocols. Could be something that's not a big deal, but you want to make sure it's on record. This is in your file now, etc. Or it could be, you know, major issues. So Kuttner, he claimed that Undersheriff DeCourcy directed him to listen in on conversations with union members and their attorneys using a recording device installed in a private room. A private room that they know is going to be used for private conversations.
Doesn't sound so private.
No. The attorneys and deputies say they were initially unaware their privileged conversations were being listened to. Kuttner said he was directed to inform the sheriff and undersheriff of any issues that were discussed during the private conversations.
Interesting.
Yes. In a letter to FDLE inspector, Durrett explained he wouldn't file charges against Watson for intercepting privileged communications because he couldn't prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Watson had directed Kuttner to spy on the conversations. Kuttner, who was given immunity for his testimony, was the only witness who could testify to the conversations other than the sheriff and the undersheriff. Well, let me get this straight. You don't think that somebody who's been in law enforcement, a sheriff, knows, don't put anything in written form, don't report directly to me because, I wasn't aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's how things like this can occur. And, you know, when all is said and done, this report, and I got through most of it, but this extensive report reads like a soap opera of backstabbing. They're all paranoid about their jobs. They don't know who they can trust. They can't trust anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really shakes your confidence kind of in, you know, that whole hierarchy there. It really does. It's really just shady on a lot of different levels. All right. We've got a lot more to talk about on this happy hump day, Trump day, giving out more code words. And, well, stick around. 97.3 The Sky.